but that no man is justified. The word there, justified, is dikaiō. Dikaiō literally means to declare righteous. Okay? No man is declared righteous in, contained in the law. The law. The word there is nomos. Nomos is used in the New Testament, sometimes in that idea of the capital T, V, and the capital L, the law, referring to the law of Moses in the Old Covenant. However, often, especially in Paul's writings, when nomos is used, it doesn't have that big article. It's not really talking about the law. And I was trying to find the definition, researching it, looking at it, to get the perfect picture. And what that word used again in the New Testament, referring to the law, is a system of religious thinking. Let that sink in for a minute, okay? So many times when you're reading through, especially Paul, Paul sometimes very plainly is talking about the law. But often he's putting it all together because he's not just preaching to Jews. Predominantly, he's preaching to the Gentiles, right? But listen, you listening? Both ears. Even the Gentiles had a system of religious thinking. They had all kind of gods. They had all kind of temples. They went through all kind of temple worship. They sometimes even did sacrificing as well. They had certain things they would do to entreat their, quote, gods and to get God's favor, their God's favor on their lives, or often to get God's wrath and destruction upon their enemies, right? So they had all these gods. So when Paul is writing these people, that's what he's saying. He's saying, hey, this is to the Galatians, okay? Those are Gentiles. Yes, there are probably some Jewish proselytes mixed in there, maybe some full-blown Jews. But what he's saying is nobody gets declared righteous contained in a system of religious thinking. It's not going to happen. And again, over the years, people who know me would, you know, they don't know what I would do on Sunday mornings. And we'd be talking, and we wind up talking about the kingdom of God, talking about Jesus, and they would look weird. And I'm going, you know, really, I'm probably one of the least religious people that you know. And that's absolutely true. And quite frankly, I work hard at it because I know what that system of religious thinking can do, and what it will do is cause your faith to be hindered because of the law in your life. Because you begin to think it's what you do and what you don't do that causes you to be, quote, holy, that causes you to be sanctified or set aside or designated or be special, and it's not you at all, it's Jesus who has accomplished it for you, and you can't improve on it. You can't make it any more or any better than what it is. God has done it, and the work is completed. I heard that. That was just real plain. It's like, uh-oh, I'm screwed. No, you're not. No, you're not. First of all, you grow in faith. You begin to believe it more and more. And people say, you know, you can't just say things like we're talking about now because people might just go out and do anything. Well, excuse me. You know, that old saying, people just do whatever they want to do. You got to preach sin. No, people are already doing whatever they want to do, regardless of what you're preaching. And if the only reason that they don't commit adultery, or the only reason they don't steal, or the only reason they don't kill is because of the law, is because that's compelling them, then they've missed the boat anyway, because the word tells us not only that it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance, but it is love that constrains us. It's when you, okay, I'll tell that story. We had a field trip the other day. It may sound trivial, but it applies, okay? Jordan had called me and said that a friend was talking about selling some silver, and before he went to do it, he would ask some of us that do those kind of things. And so I'd already talked to Jordan. So I'm in a field trip. They're in a classroom. Ladies teaching about bees. Did y'all like that? It's pretty fascinating. I walked away with one thing on my mind. I'm very grateful I'm not a bee. They live awful lives. Anyway, I forgot to mute my phone, and so it went off, so I grabbed it real quick to cut it off. And it was the friend that I talked to Jordan about calling me. So I realized he hadn't talked to Jordan. Okay, now, this is going somewhere. I'm in this classroom, right? I know who it is. I know what he wants. I know that he's intending to go do something, but he wants to talk to me first, right? But after all, I'm on a field trip with our school, Jubilee Academy. I'm busy, right? I stood there for a few more minutes. We're talking about love, right? Don't forget. Purposeful goodwill, okay? Stood there for a minute. It sighed. Walked outside. Left the class to call this guy back. Now, this all sounds like, what's your point, right? But God showed me something that honestly, when I tell you what it is, you're just going to think I'm real dumb, okay? But I had never really gotten the full revelation of it. You know, Jesus said, what's the greatest commandment?